With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. We're going to talk with Bobby Nightingale. He covers the Minnesota Twins for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He'll break down the Twins as they win the Central and head to the postseason. We'll do that plus foul or fair. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
We already knew this guy was a superstar, but my goodness gracious, really? 2023 has been off the charts for Mr. Ronald Acuña Jr. Yes, we know. On Wednesday night in the Braves 6-5 victory over the Cubs in 10 innings, Acuña did something no player has ever done in Major League Baseball. You know what that is? The unthinkable. The 40-70 club. 40 home runs and 70 stolen bases. It has never been done. Forget about 40-40, which doesn't happen that often. But 40-70, and I get it. He's already fast. They made the bases bigger. Let's be honest. And this is what's obviously fueled him into be able to do something that no one has ever done in baseball, which is 70 steals with 40 home runs. Obviously, he could steal bases. He would have stolen at least probably had this year 40-40. But a 40-70 is definitely inflated because of the pizza-sized boxes we have in baseball. I'm not knocking him. He's a great player, always has been a great player. One of the best power speed combos in the history of baseball. So I'm going to allow him to have this moment without trying to, taint it or anything like that. But baseball, I'm sure when they thought about expanding the sizes of the bases, was hoping to have more people steal stolen bases. Just think about this. Previously, no one had ever tallied more than 46 stolen bases during a 40 home run season. So he didn't just beat the 46. He shattered it with 70. So let's just be realistic about it. But I'm going to tip my cap to Ronald Acuña, who has put together one of the most incredible seasons. And it is clear to me, at least right now, that he is the National League MVP. There was a race going on between a few people, including Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Matt Olson, all who have had great years. But come on, you just can't get past somebody doing something that's never been done in the history of baseball. And so here we are. Acuña stands at 41 home runs on the season and 70 stolen bases. Incredible.
Number two.
Don't look now, but the Miami Marlins are fighting their way back in this thing. And on Wednesday, with the ninth inning rally of game two in a doubleheader against the Mets, they have jumped into the third wild card spot. Incredible. This is going to be some race as the wild card. The Cubs are there. The Reds are only a game and a half out with the final few games of the season. It's not set yet, but the Marlins at 82-76 coming into Thursday night, and the Cubs have the identical record at 82-76, but they're both in the third wild card spot. The Marlins are ahead of them because of the tiebreaker. So there you go. The Marlins have a shot at overtaking the Cubs. People thought maybe the Cubs were in there for good, but it didn't happen. Big rally by the Marlins in the ninth inning of the game two of a doubleheader. And here we are down to the wire. Nothing is set. The third wild card. This is going to be interesting. Over the final weekend, Marlins, Cubs, Reds not out of it yet. But it looks like it's going to be a knockdown drag out between these two teams, mostly Miami and the Cubs. I don't know. I thought the Marlins had fallen out of it. They had a bad patch. Thought the Cubs had looked like they were on their way, and now they've fallen on some hard times. So now it looks like the Marlins have just as good of a chance to get there as they do as the Cubs. So I'm anxiously watching this because when you don't know who's going to make the playoffs up until like the last day, that's pretty exciting for baseball. They've done a good job with that third wild card. Look at all these teams that were still alive in the final days of the season.
Number three.
Without question, the Padres were one of the most disappointing teams in the 2023 MLB season. I mean, you know what? Matter of fact, it might be one of the most disappointing teams in sports because the team was loaded. They made a run in the playoffs last year. They didn't have Fernando Tatis Jr., if you remember. Xander Bogaerts hadn't been signed. I signed him as a free agent. With the pitching that they have, with the closer and Josh Hader, and with the big bats and lineup that they have, don't forget they got Bob Melvin as their manager. I mean, I just thought, like, they're going to the World Series. I really did. And instead, a flop, no playoffs, struggled out the gate, never really regained anything, any kind of magic. They just kind of couldn't put anything together. It was a very, very disappointing season to watch. Sold out the stadium all year in San Diego. People down there, no doubt, bummed out. But here's the worst part. According to multiple reports, the ownership is planning to cut the salaries by at least 20% for 2024, which means like a big names like Blake Snell could be who's a free agent, and Juan Soto could be on the move. You know, they made that big trade for Juan Soto, gave up a lot. Had plans of signing him to a big deal, but I don't know where that is now. Do they try to move him? He still has a couple more years, I think another year at least, before he is eligible for free agent. But Blake Snell will probably be on the move if they're looking to cut salary. I think it's a mistake. The Padres are making a mistake. They have a good team. It's something, just the mojo, the chemistry, something just wasn't right this year. I would give it one more shot. I can't believe that that team is going to do the same thing it did this past year. I think they have a lot of talent. I would keep Blake Snell. Is going to be the National League Cy Young Award winner. This is the same team that offered Aaron Judge $400 million at the final hour of that before he went back to the Yankees. So how did you go from that to now you're going to cut? You had a sold-out building all year. You made money. I think it's a mistake. Padres should go forward. Double down on it, San Diego. Double down and run it back. I think it's a good team. I think it's a team that could win a World Series. And I think ownership is making a mistake.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is.
And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
The 2023 season is almost in the books, and among other things, it might go down as the year of the leadoff hitter. When all is said and done, we'll likely end up seeing this season rank in the top three in home runs, extra base hits, RBI, and OPS for leadoff hitters throughout MLB, and there have been some incredibly noteworthy performances. Ronald Acuna Jr. is surely to take home the MVP trophy in the NL, and he already owns the most home runs ever at a leadoff spot in a single season, though Mookie Betts is also close on his tail. We'll talk about him later. Acuna became the fifth 40-40 player in MLB history, and also the first 40-50 and 40-60, and probably the first 40-70 ever. He's also on pace to become the fourth leadoff hitter with an OPS over 1,000, joining Hanley Ramirez in 2007, Ricky Henderson in 1990, and the aforementioned Betts in his MVP season of 2018 with Boston. He's also within shouting distance of Charlie Blackmon's total bases record for a leadoff hitter of 383 set in 2017. Speaking of Betts, he currently holds the MLB record for most RBI in a single season out of the number one slot, though Acuna is also hot on his heels as they became the third and fourth ever leadoff hitters with 100, joining Blackmon and Darren Erstad. Betts currently has 12 leadoff homers this season, one shy of tying Alfonso Soriano for the most in a single season in MLB history. Two other hitters hit double-digit leadoff home runs this season with the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber and the Rangers' Marcus Semien, becoming just the 9th and 10th players to do so in a single season, respectively. Considering the WBC got the season started out hot, it's no surprise we saw leadoff guys take center stage.
And what that ball is!
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Minnesota has locked up the AL Central Division and now must try to prepare a roster for the start of the playoffs despite the uncertainty concerning the injury status of key players. J.R., is it foul or fair to say that the Twins have no shot of advancing past a round of the playoffs this season?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Look, their club's three best players are banged up and iffy in every way. Byron Buxton, Royce Lewis, and Carlos Correa. Currently, the team's scrambling to know what they're going to do by the October 3rd date that begins for wild card rounds. A Minnesota Twins executive was on the Mad Dog Chris Russo show on High Heat, and he says Buxton was doing some rehab in AAA, but he can't get any more at-bats there because the season's over. So he'll continue to get him live at-bats from live pitching and continue to move him around and see where they are at the end of the week. Nothing definitive, though. That's the problem. They're just sort of playing it by ear. If Buxton does return, he'll be strictly a DH because they don't want a flare-up of the tendonitis that put him back on the IL in the first place. Royce Lewis, he's been a beast in that lineup for the Twins. He's nursing a hamstring, of all things. Here's a guy that beat two ACL injuries, and he's just getting it going. He's another guy like Buxton who has all the talent in the world, but can't seem to get a break. Lewis has started his career with four grand slams in an 18-game span. That's the shortest span in which a player has hit four grand slams in Major League history. He's brought the power to Minnesota that they've desperately lacked over the years. And without him, this playoff push just won't be the same. And then you have Carlos Correa. He's had a tough year. He's been battling plantar fasciitis all season, and it's been really hard, according to Minnesota. He's going to gut through it. They say he's tracking well. He hasn't really played much and could technically be active during their last Colorado series. So Minnesota has no shot with the playoff just days away and the status of their three most important players still up in the air. Sorry.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
Well, Rob, we got a dramatic ending to the regular season with a boatload of teams still fighting for playoff positioning or a playoff spot. Start Friday off with the Marlins and Pirates from Pittsburgh. Bucco's recently been playing kind of like this wrecking ball, if you will, against playoff potentials. Marlins need this game the worst kind of way. They've been playing great ball this season, still trying to find a spot in the wild card. I'm going to take the Marlins on Friday night. Go to the nightcap with a couple of games. Intriguing. American League West standings jam-packed, at least with the top-tier teams, the Rangers, the Astros, and the Mariners. This game features the Rangers and the Mariners in Seattle. I'm going to take Nathan Eovaldi and the Rangers to take this one. He's 12-4 this season with an ERA at 3.26. Meanwhile, a little bit different of a scene, and we take our way north of the border in Toronto. Blue Jays and Rays. Tampa has already clinched a playoff spot. They don't need this one, but the Blue Jays do. Hinjin Ryu so far, minimal set of games, 3-3, 3.31 ERA, but I'll take Toronto to pull off the upset.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Bobby Nightingale. He covers the Minnesota Twins for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. And Bobby, let's welcome to the podcast, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Here we go. Postseason. I can't believe the season's over and ready to go. The Twins have locked up the third seed. They're going to host in the first round, right? A 2 out of 3 in Minneapolis at Target Field. How good are the Twins, and should you feel like they're going to move on? We don't know who the first round opponent is going to be yet, but still, just looking at the Twins, how good is this team, and can it make a move in this postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have the worst record among the division winners. Just kind of a fact, the AL Central was a terrible division all season. But the Twins have played better the second half. They've gotten healthier and had some rookies that have really stepped up in the second half. So I think they're a more dangerous team than kind of their record indicates. Like, I think Houston would be kind of the toughest wild card opponent just because Houston's track record. But Seattle, Toronto, I mean, I think they match up well with both those teams. And they took the season series from Houston, so wouldn't rule it out. But, I mean, you look at their pitching. I mean, Pablo Lopez is going to start game one. Sonny Gray is going to start game two. Sonny Gray might finish second in the Cy Young voting. So, I mean, that's as good of a 1-2 punch as I think Twins have had in a very, very long time.
You'll take that in a 2 out of 3 series. Are you kidding? Those first two guys?
No doubt. I mean, it's just one of those both those guys, I mean, you could rely on them to pitch 6 innings and feel good about it. Obviously, the postseason's a different animal, but both guys have playoff experience. So that's exciting for them. And then offensively, Royce Lewis and Carlos Correa are coming back from injuries. As long as they show they're healthy in the next week they're able to play, I mean, I think the offense that's what's carried them in the second half, and they'll feel good about that.
Tell me about Sonny Gray. What turned around for Sonny Gray? Because he was mostly pitching like Cloudy Gray for a while. And all of a sudden, Bobby, I mean, you said it, second in the Cy Young, probably, right, in the American League. What happened here?
You know, New York, I mean, that was just a couple of years where he just did not pitch well at all. Went to Cincinnati and kind of refound himself and then dealt with injuries the last couple of years. This is his first – the most innings he's thrown in a season since 2015. So, I mean, he's finally kind of shown, okay, I can be the workhorse guy. He's a free agent at the end of the season. So, lining himself up for a big payday this winter. But I think that's been the big thing is just he's been healthy. He's only given up more than 3 runs in a start twice, I think, or 3 times this year, which if you're talking about a 33 start season, you know, that's pretty hard to do that type of consistency. And just one of those guys, I mean, that's kind of been his reputation. He can spin the ball. Kind of had to reinvent himself a little bit as he got older, and his fastball isn't as fast as it used to be, but he's a guy who's going to spin it and force hitters. He's going to keep hitters off balance that way.
We always, when you talk about the Twins, you talk about the injuries. You know, you mentioned that Correa, who they signed knowing that he failed 2 other physicals for free agent deals. So you knew what you were kind of getting into there. Also, Byron Buxton just hasn't been able to stay healthy for a complete season. Talk about Byron Buxton and where, you know, he fits. And they thought making him the DH, you know, and not putting the wear and tear of playing the outfield. But that really didn't work either, did it?
No, not at all. I mean, it was one of those. He did play. He had a stretch where he did play a lot, but he didn't hit very well as a DH. And I think it's an adjustment for a guy like him. I mean, he can make game-saving plays in center field, and when he's in his slump, he can still impact games when he's not playing center field, which he hasn't at all this year. I think that kind of – you can go into prolonged slumps, and I think that's where he's kind of struggled. Hasn't been up in the major league since the beginning of August, been dealing with some knee pain. He got shut down, started a rehab assignment at the end of August, got shut down when some knee pain came back up. Played a couple rehab games last week, but he's kind of a huge wild card. I mean, if he comes back, it'll be as a DH only guy. He's only played 2 games in the last 4 weeks. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's left off the playoff roster. I mean, it's one of those, especially if Royce Lewis, he's coming back from a hamstring injury. He might only be able to DH. So if he's your DH and he hit as well as anybody in the second half of the season, that doesn't really leave a role for Buxton. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's left off the postseason roster. But they're trying to get him healthy, and if he can play center field, that would help his chances.
How about Royce Lewis? What the guy have? 4 grand slams already in his major league career. I mean, he had such a stretch. How lethal is that guy and dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about people that are just like stunned by what he's doing. I mean, you ask any of the Twins coaches, I mean, this is a guy who 2 ACL, torn ACL injuries. 2020 didn't have the minor league season because of COVID. So he's barely played the last 3 years, and he's hitting like when he's healthy. You know, he's been one of their best hitters. He's hitting above 300. Pitchers are trying to adjust to him, and he keeps hitting grand slams. I mean, he's clutch. He steps up in big moments. I think he has 15 home runs this year. I mean, this is a guy he barely played above double A, and he's only played, you know, a half season in the majors, but he's been dominant the entire time. So one of those guys, I think he helped turn their season around. I mean, when he came back from an oblique injury in August, He was dynamite after that, and you could tell the offense, just kind of the energy around the team changed when he came back.
Our guest is Bobby Nightingale. He covers the Minnesota Twins, the playoff-bound Minnesota Twins for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. Carlos Correa, let's get back to him and just what this season has been. Is there any way he can make everything and people be happy? Obviously, they won the division. They're in the playoffs. But is he going to be able to produce, and is he a wild card? Could he get healthy enough to be – he's had great postseasons and played well in the postseason. So that's something we know he can perform in those moments, in those spots, but he needs to be healthy. Is he a big question mark, or is he somebody that they might be able to count on?
I mean, they definitely expect him to play. He's been dealing with plantar fasciitis in his left foot since May. So, I mean, he's dealt with pain all year. Give him credit. I mean, he led the team in games played until he went on the injured list a week ago. Still might lead the team in games played. So, I mean, he's played solid defense. His hitting's been below his standards by a long shot. But he's kind of made the point himself, saying, okay, you know, I've stepped up in the postseason before. Yeah, it's been a disappointing regular season. But if I have another postseason like I've done in the past, you know, that'll make up for it. And I think everyone will kind of forgive me for it. So, you know, he's been gutting through it. He's not going to be 100% when the playoffs start. I mean, plantar fasciitis is something that you probably need 2-3 months of not playing for it to actually feel better. But his defense at shortstop, I mean, he makes the infield better. And if he steps up in big moments, I mean, that's the key. But he's had some trouble this year. I mean, he leads the league in double plays, grounding into double plays, and hasn't hit with his usual style. So, playoffs will be a big moment for him, just trying to save his season for himself.
Last thing, are Twins fans geek pumped? I mean, they won the division. Well, no, doesn't matter. Postseason, are they into it?
I think they're nervous. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game since 2004. They've lost 18 straight playoff games.
Well, they're not playing the Yankees, so they got a shot. I mean, right? I mean, but haven't they lost like 14 straight to the Yankees?
Yeah, but then you look at it and it's like, if they match up against Houston, the defending champions, I mean, doesn't feel like it got any easier. So I'd say a lot of fans are anxious. They're happy that they won the division, happy that the pitching's probably better than it has been in the last couple decades. But that's a long streak you have to overcome.
No doubt. Hey, his name is Bobby Nightingale. Check out his stuff. The Minneapolis Star Tribune, one of the best young baseball writers in the country. Bobby, you know I appreciate you always.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 155 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and better than the NFL is because of stories like this. Are you ready? Former major leaguer and sixth overall pick of the 1984 MLB draft, Eric Pappas, is back playing professional baseball. That's a story fans will love. Get this. He's 57 years old and just signed to play for Greece in the European Championship. 57? You couldn't play basketball at 57, or you couldn't play football at 57. But baseball, you're in good shape. Probably could still get out there, play first base, play in one of the corner outfields, right? Move around, catch some fly balls. You ain't beating out many hits, but you might be able to still swing a bat at 57 and get some knocks. It's a pretty fun story. It'll be interesting to see how he winds up. At some point, we're going to update this story and see where Eric Pappas and what he was able to do getting back into baseball at age 57. But those are the stories that you only hear in Major League Baseball. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.